How are you going? Welcome to my second vlog. Since for the last one I was stuck in Tassie, I thought I'd bring you straight up to the uni for this one and show you around. At the moment I'm at the Ironbark Centre, which is where the predominant amount of outdoor ed classes are held, and I might get behind the camera for a minute and just show you around. So if you look behind us here, you can see it's just a beautiful area which we use for a fair few of our classes, just to look at different plants and trees and elements of the box Ironbark woodland. The pink building there is the Ironbark Centre itself, which houses offices and classrooms, which all your outdoor editors will be very familiar with. Up on the hill through there you can see the gear store, which I'll take you up to in just a minute. And here we have the sailed area, which is used for a lot of classes and stuff to get us outside. Up here we've got the gear store, which houses most of the outdoor ed gear. It's also got a rock wall, which is great for the students studying rock. And we found one of our friends up here, Beck. How do you find the rock wall, mate?
The rock wall is incredible.
Oh,
it's
selling
great that
it.
It's free.
Yeah. So what do you use it for? To sort of build fitness and stuff?
Yeah, or build up my strength in my arms.
Awesome.
Because I've got none in my fingers.
So I presume you're choosing rock climbing as an environment?
Yes, yes, it's the best.
Awesome.
Anyway, it's better than paddling, no.
Cheers. Cheers. There it is, the rock wall.
So here we've got the rock wall, which is really handy for lots of rock climbing students to build strength in their arms. It's free to use, open any time. Anyone can have a go, so let's test it out. And look, it's great. Students can borrow any of this gear once they've done the corresponding course. So for instance, if I was to study flat water paddling in canoes, once I've completed that course, then I'm able to come up here for as long as I'm a student and borrow a canoe to do it in my own time. Or similarly with white water kayaking, once I've done the course, I can borrow a kayak and take it myself on trips with friends, which is an awesome. It's just a different angle to come at than on the school trips. You learn a lot yourself just by getting in there and having a go. And similarly, in the store, there's a lot of rock climbing gear. So I love rock climbing. I've gotten into it since I've been at uni. But I definitely can't afford my own gear. It's quite expensive, you know, for a rack. But for as long as I'm at uni, I can borrow their gear. And I love it. So the last thing I thought I'd show you guys is the student services corridor, which is just up these stairs behind me. And it's where you'll find resi services, the student doctor, student admin, where you get all your ID card and pay your parking fees and stuff like that. All those handy things in one convenient corridor, and I'll show you through now.
Up on the far left, right at the end, we've got residential services. However, right here on the left is the chaplaincy trolley, which is full of food that people can help themselves to if they're in need of a meal. It's my favourite spot on campus. Righto, so we've got the back of the SU just here, the gym down this end, and the main car park here. Over right behind me, the student services corridor. Let's go check it out. So we're in the hallway now, and I'll give you an overview of some features. Just here we've got student admin, which is where you'll go to get your student ID cards, pay your parkings, sort out scholarships and lots of info and forms and bits and pieces. Very handy spot. Student support services, which is exactly what it says. It's got a lot of support networks and things in there for people who need it. Just here we've got the medical centre, which is awesome. It's the doctor's free for students, always bulk bills. And so you should have no worries about getting any medical issues checked out. Very handy. Just here we've got the circular lecture theatre, which is one of the bigger lecture theatres around the campus.
So hopefully that's given you a bit of an idea about some of the handy spots around campus. I'll show you around more in some of my next vlogs, but for now, take it easy.